voice of the world, the sound with the beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues,
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, caller and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Hello and welcome to All Things Radio 469. I hope you're doing well this week. I am. Jeff, how are you?
I can't complain. What can I complain about? No one would listen anyway. Doing very well. What's going on with you, Mike?
Oh, nothing too exciting. I'm kind of ready for the Christmas music radio to be over with. I'm kind of a Scrooge, I suppose.
Well, I'm kind of ready to be over with Christmas. I spent enough money on my three girls. I mean, what can I tell you? I mean, I think I overdid my credit card a little bit. But then again, a lot of other people are doing the same thing as well.
What's coming up tonight, Jeff?
Well, we have a very busy podcast as usual. First of all, we'll talk about the world of broadcasting from a national perspective. Then we'll follow it up with Jennifer Sparks' caller and format changes. And in Bill Sparks' sports and features section, we're taking a trip back in time to 1963, 4 days after the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. And we're going to listen to radio station WBAP AM and some of those newscasts that occurred on that day. In my featured station section, we're traveling to Omaha, Nebraska and Skowhegan, Maine. In Omaha, Nebraska, we're going to listen to radio station KOMJ-FM with a classic hits format. And in Skowhegan, Maine, we're going to take care of a listener request and listen to radio station WFMX-FM with their variety hits format. Finally, in our classic air check section, we're traveling to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we're going to listen to radio station KSTP-AM and their radio announcer Don Duchesne. And this is a series of air checks that were recorded on December 21st and December 22nd. All in all, a very busy podcast. Over to you, Bill.
Well, it's time for Jeff's award-winning news.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. The iHeartMedia bankruptcy proceedings hit a speed bump. There's more cutbacks at Hubbard Broadcasting in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Seattle, Washington. We'll let you know what's happening on the street, and we'll continue our look at the Nielsen November Personal People Meter ratings. It was yet another busy week in the world of broadcasting, and iHeartMedia makes news once again. The iHeartMedia bankruptcy proceedings was supposed to have been concluded by December 11th. However, that's not going to happen, at least at this point. There seems to be a speed bump between iHeartMedia and its legacy debt holders. These are the debt holders who have been involved with iHeart since it became a public company in 2008. iHeartMedia's legacy debt holders are upset with the bonuses being paid to the senior executives, and they also want more compensation from the debt that iHeart has incurred over the last few years. We'll let you know more about this in a future All Things Radio podcast. It's difficult to talk about layoffs, especially during the holiday season. However, Hubbard Broadcasting has made layoffs in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Seattle, Washington. This follows the layoffs that were made by Hubbard Broadcasting in St. Louis, Missouri, and Chicago, Illinois. In Seattle, Washington, gone is the morning team of Alan Fee and Ashley Ryan. At a country radio station, KNUC-FM, they've said so long to their evening personality, Michael Craig Mason. In Seattle, Washington, cuts were also made in back office staff for those radio stations. However, the cuts in Cincinnati, Ohio were more drastic. At radio station WYGY-FM, they transmit on a frequency of 97.3, the entire AF staff was let go. The station programs a country and western format, and does this possibly mean a change of format for this radio station? We'll let you know after the Christmas holiday season if changes are made to this radio station in a future All Things Radio podcast. Now it's time to take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. Folks living in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania are noticing changes to the radio landscape as the gospel format is gone from radio station WPPZ-FM. The station transmits on a frequency of 107.9, and the station is owned and operated by Urban One. The station is now broadcasting a classic R&B format with music from the 70s and the 80s, and will provide you with an air check of this radio station in a future All Things Radio podcast. Entercom is making changes to the morning and afternoon lineup at radio station KFRG-FM in San Bernardino, California. The station programs the country and western format. Anthony Frogatelli is moving from afternoons to mornings, joining co-host Kelly Green. While Scott Frogman Ward, program director of the radio station, will be taking over the afternoon slot at KFRG-FM. Congratulations go out to John Hansen, who is the new program director for radio station WCCO-AM in Minneapolis, Minnesota. John Hansen comes to radio station WCCO-AM after working at radio station KCSP-FM and KWOD-FM. Both stations are licensed to Kansas City, Missouri, and they're owned and operated by Entercom. Cumulus is looking for a new morning host at radio station KABC-AM. Doug McIntyre has announced his retirement, and his last show will be Friday, December 14th. Doug McIntyre has been with the radio station on and off for a number of years, and he also was the host of the Red Eye Radio Show, which is syndicated by Westwood One. iHeartMedia has renewed the contract for the Bob and Tom Radio Show on many major affiliates. The big affiliate here, however, is radio station WFBQ-FM, licensed to Indianapolis, Indiana. Folks living in Grand Rapids, Michigan, are gaining a new classic country radio station as WYGR-AM and its FM translators have dropped the urban contemporary format in favor of a classic country format. Folks living in Tampa, Florida, will be noticing changes to the radio landscape as a new morning show will be airing on radio station WMTX-FM. The station is owned and operated by iHeartMedia, and the new morning host for this radio station will be Laura Diaz, who comes to this radio station from radio station WXXL-FM in Orlando, Florida. Laura Diaz will start her new morning gig at radio station WMTX-FM on January 3rd. Finally, folks living in San Diego, California will be noticing changes to the radio landscape as radio station KFMB-FM has undergone a rebranding and a slight format change. The station is now calling themselves 100.7 San Diego, and the station is now programming a more variety hits format. Now it's time to continue our look at the Nielsen November Personal People Meter ratings. In Washington, D.C., the number one ranked radio station is WTOP-FM with its all-news operation. The number two ranked radio station is WAMU-FM. That's the public broadcaster with a news, talk, and information format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in the nation's capital is WMMJ-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. In Boston, Massachusetts, the number one ranked radio station is WXKS-FM with a pop CHR format. The number two ranked radio station is WBZ-FM with its all-sports operation. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Boston, Massachusetts is WEEI-FM with its all-sports operation. In Miami, Florida, the number one ranked radio station is WFEZ-FM with its soft adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WAMR-FM with its Spanish contemporary format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Miami, Florida is WHQT-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. In Seattle, Washington, the number one ranked radio station is KQMV-FM with a pop CHR format. The number two ranked radio station is KIRO-FM with a news, talk, and information format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Seattle, Washington, also with a news, talk, and information format, is KUOW-FM. That's the public broadcaster. In Detroit, Michigan, the number one ranked radio station is WCSX-FM with a classic rock format. The number two ranked radio station is WOMC-FM with a classic hits format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Detroit, Michigan is WNIC-FM with an adult contemporary format. In Phoenix, Arizona, the number one ranked radio station is KESZ-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is KYOT-FM with an adult hits format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Phoenix, Arizona is KSLX-FM with a classic rock format. In the Minneapolis-St. Paul, Minnesota market, the number one ranked radio station is KSTP-FM with a hot adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is KFXN-FM with an all-sports format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in the Minneapolis-St. Paul, Minnesota market is KQQL-FM with a classic hits format. In San Diego, California, the number one ranked radio station is KPBS-FM. That's the public broadcaster with a news, talk, and information format. The number two ranked radio station is KHTS-FM with a pop CHR format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in San Diego, California is KXSN-FM with a soft adult contemporary format. In the Tampa-St. Petersburg, Florida market, the number one ranked radio station is WDUV-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WXGL-FM with a classic hits format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in the Tampa-St. Petersburg, Florida market is WQYK-FM with a country and western format. In Denver, Colorado, the number one ranked radio station is KCFR-FM. That's the public broadcaster with a news, talk, and information format. The number two ranked radio station is KBCO-FM with an adult album alternative rock format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Denver, Colorado is KOA-AM with a news, talk, and information format. In Baltimore, Maryland, the number one ranked radio station is WWIN-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WERQ-FM with an urban format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Baltimore, Maryland is WLIF-FM with an adult contemporary format. Finally, in St. Louis, Missouri, the number one ranked radio station is KLJY-FM with a Christian contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is KMOX-AM with a news, talk, and information format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in St. Louis, Missouri is KLOU-FM with a classic hits format. Finally, according to media monitors, here are the top commercials you heard on the radio this past week. Number one was Home Depot, followed by Geico Insurance, eBay, JCPenney, and Macy's. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, and hit option 2 for the podcast team. Or you can send me a voicemail via the conversation station. Their phone number is 712-432-6499. That's 712-432-6499. And my voicemail box number is 6254. That's 6254. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you, Jeff. Very interesting.
Well, Bill, the only thing that I could really tell you in the radio news section is about the iHeartMedia. Their bankruptcy proceedings have been stalled once again, and there's going to be a delay. The big problem is the legacy holders of iHeart debt. They want more money out of the bankruptcy, and they're not happy about the bonuses paid to their executives. But there's a real problem in radio news, especially if you like radio news. One of the people we use is a guy named Tom Taylor, who does the Taylor Radio Report. He's going to be ending his news reports via email next week, and we're not too happy about that. But after all, he's 70 years old, he's retiring, and he deserves to retire, you know.
Yeah, and he's been doing it essentially since 1987. He did 16 years of radio on air before that, so... Of course, he wasn't online at first, but, you know, you're talking 31 years of providing radio industry news. At some point, it's time to step away, and especially at the age of 70.
Well, now it's time for Jennifer Sparks' call letter and format changes, and then follow up with our featured section on WBAP AM and news about the assassination of President Kennedy 4 days after it occurred in 1963.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of December 13th. KLAZ 105.9, Hot Springs, Arkansas, changes slogan from Hot Springs' number one hit music station to Arkansas's hit music station. WOKC 1570, Okeechobee, Florida, changes slogan from Okeechobee's True Country 1570 to Two Country AM 1570 FM 100.9 WQGR 93.7 North Madison, Ohio, changes format from Hot AC to Oldies and changes slogan from Cougar 93.7 to Gold 93.7 WYGR 1530 Wyoming, Michigan, changes format from Urban AC to Classic Country and changes slogan from 1530 The Pulse of the City to Jethro FM. WYLF 850 Pinyon, New York, changes format from Adult Standards to Classic Hits. KAIZ 105.5 Avondale, Arizona, changes format from Contemporary Christian to Christian CHR Rock and changes network provider from K-Love to Air One and changes slogan from K-Love to Air One. KLIMAM 1120 Lyman, Colorado, changes calls to KCRNAM. KFMBFM 100.7 San Diego, California, changes format from rock to adult hits and changes slogan from 100.7 KFMFM to 100.7 San Diego. KKND 102.9 Belle Chasse, Louisiana, changes format from Rhythmic CHR to Urban AC and changes slogan from Power 102.9 to Z 102.9. KLVA 89.9 Superior, Arizona, changes format from Christian CHR Rock to Contemporary Christian and changes network provider from Air One to K-Love and changes slogan from Air One to K-Love. KMEZ 106.7 Port Sulphur, Louisiana, changes slogan from Old School 106.7 to Z102.9. KOMJ, 1490, Omaha, Nebraska, changes slogan from Boomer 104.1, 94.5, and 1490 to Boomer 104.1, 94.5, 93.7, and 1490. KRUS, 1490, Ruston, Louisiana, changes slogan from Rejoice 1490 to Rejoice 96.3 FM 1490 AM. KRZE 1280, Farmington, New Mexico, changes format from Regional Mexican to Spanish Adult Hits and adds network provider Juan FM, and changes slogan from Fierro 1280 to Juan 1280. KSGT 1340, Jackson, Wyoming, changes format from country to Spanish Adult Hits and adds network provider Juan FM, and changes slogan from KJAX Country 93.5 to Juan 1340 and 96.3. WCLR 92.5, DeKalb, Illinois, changes format from talk to contemporary Christian and adds network provider K-Love, and changes slogan from Chicago's progressive talk to K-Love. WDAC 94.5, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, changes slogan from Hope 94.5 to WDAC 94.5, The Voice of Christian Radio. WPFM 107.9, Panama City, Florida, changes format from silent to contemporary Christian and adds network provider K-Love and adds slogan K-Love. WQMT 93.9, Decatur, Tennessee, changes format from Spanish Adult Hits to Regional Mexican and changes slogan from Juan 93.9 to Que Buena 101.9. KFMA 102.1, Oro Valley, Arizona, changes slogan from Rock 102 to Tucson's Rock Station. KLPX 96.1, Tucson, Arizona, changes slogan from 96.1, Tucson's Real Classic Rock, to number one for classic rock. KTXV 890, Mabank, Texas, changes format from talk to ethnic. WBYB 98.3, Cleveland, Mississippi, changes format from silent to oldies. WDIGAM 950, Steubenville, Ohio, changes calls to WIXZAM. WJVM 90.3, Belafonte, Pennsylvania, changes format from silent to religious teaching and adds slogan, Voice of Divine Mercy. KZAIFM 89.9, Superior, Arizona, changes calls to KLVAFM. KVGN 99.1, St. Regis, Montana, changes frequency from 99.1 to 99.3. WCRK 1150, Morristown, Tennessee, changes slogan from Hometown Radio WCRK to WCRK 105.7 FM, Hometown Radio. WMTN 1300, Morristown, Tennessee, changes slogan from Country Legends 1300 AM to Country Legends 93.3 1300 AM. WNRV 990, Narrows Piersburg, Virginia, changes slogan from Bluegrass to The Ridge AM 990 FM 97.3. WSEY 95.7, Oregon, Illinois, changes format from classic hits to adult contemporary and changes slogan from Cool 95.7 to Sky 95.7. WXVA 610, Winchester, Virginia, changes slogan from the new 102.9 Valley FM to 102.9 Valley FM. The following stations have signed off the air. KFWA 103.1, Wadona, Colorado. KJME 890, Fountain, Colorado. KVNT 1020, Eagle River, Alaska. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week. For All Things Radio, I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a good week.
For All Things Radio 469 Sports and News Features, I'm Bill Sparks. This week, we're going to go back into time and listen to some vintage WBAP. AM 820 from Dallas, Texas. This is shortly after the JFK assassination. I think you'll find some of these newscasts to be very, very insightful in the way news was done back in those days compared to the way it is today. I hope you enjoy.
For the story of what Fort Worth is like on this fourth day following President Kennedy's death, we call in WBAP reporter Wayne Brown.
Only a few minor incidents in Fort Worth marked the aftermath of the fantastic 4 days since President Kennedy was shot. Police guards continue at the grave of Lee Harvey Oswald, but report that there have been no unusual occurrences. A steady stream of people have been going through Rose Hill Cemetery merely to view the grave. A police identification officer recalled to this reporter that he talked to Oswald shortly after he returned from Russia. Oswald came to the police station to be fingerprinted to complete an immigration form. The officer said he asked Oswald if he wasn't glad to be back in a free country. He quoted Oswald as saying, "Let's just say I'm back." The Texas Sign Company is posting 24 large billboards over North Texas in memory of President Kennedy. The sign, which is 24 feet long, is a large white space bordered in black. A single message, only 4 inches high, reads simply, "Friday, November 22nd, 1963. Wayne Brown, WBAP News.
Total information news from WBAP Fort Worth.
Bud Kneisel reporting. The Dallas County Grand Jury has indicted 52-year-old Jack Ruby in the slaying of Lee Harvey Oswald, the man accused of assassinating President Kennedy. The charge against Ruby is murder with malice, which carries a maximum death penalty. His trial has been scheduled for December 9th in a Dallas court. Dallas County District Attorney Wade says he will ask for the death penalty for Ruby, and Ruby's attorney has indicated his defense will be insanity. The attorney says he thinks Ruby was out of his mind at the time of the shooting. Ruby, a nightclub owner, shot Oswald last Sunday in the basement of the Dallas City Hall while Oswald was being transferred to the county jail. Attorney General Carr is conferring with other state officials in Austin today on a court of inquiry which he has ordered to probe all circumstances surrounding the presidential assassin and the subsequent slaying of Mr. Kennedy's accused assassin. Carr says that federal authorities will be invited to participate in the inquiry, details of which, he says, will be made public. Today's conference at Austin is including discussions of the time and place for the investigation. No decision has been reached on the disposition of more than $300,000 raised for the planned $100 a plate dinner in Austin the day the president was shot. Pat O'Keefe, the executive secretary of the State Democratic Executive Committee, said today the committee is waiting for word from the National Democratic Committee before dividing or returning the funds. An oil well fire is burning out of control about 15 miles northwest of Big Spring on the L.E. Brown farm. No injuries have been reported. Celebrated oil well firefighter Red Adair has arrived at the scene to fight the blaze. His crew has started digging pits near the fire. Adair told newsmen he didn't plan to use dynamite to extinguish the blaze. The well had been drilled to a depth of 9,000 feet in 1952, and a crew was making a re-entry when they struck oil at 9,065 feet. Drillers at the scene said the blaze was caused by a high-pressure buildup. We'll have the latest weather information in just a moment. The weather forecast for the Fort Worth, Dallas area, partly cloudy and cool this afternoon through Wednesday, the high temperature this afternoon in the middle 50s, the low tonight in the upper 30s, and the high Wednesday in the upper 50s. Winds northerly 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming easterly on Wednesday. At Southwest International Airport, the present temperature is 54 degrees and the relative humidity 52%. That's the news, Bud Kneisel reporting.
Your straight line to reliable reporting, WBAP Fort Worth, where the news comes first.
This is 820 WBAP Fort Worth. Small in size, big in entertainment value, that's Parade, magazine supplement with your Sunday Fort Worth Star Telegram. You'll find important issues discussed by foremost authorities, news in the entertainment world, sports, tips for teenagers, beauty and fashion news. All this is in Parade, and it's free of added cost with your Sunday Fort Worth Star Telegram.
1 minute of news.
WBAP Radio, where the news comes first.
President Lyndon Johnson held meetings today with six of the government leaders who came to the funeral of President Kennedy. British Prime Minister Douglas Hume, after his meeting with the president, said they will have a longer conference early next year. After meeting with President Johnson, Soviet Deputy Premier Mikoyan indicated that U.S.-Soviet relations remain the same as before President Kennedy's assassination. The Dallas County Grand Jury returned a murder with malice indictment today against Jack Ruby, the Dallas nightclub owner who shot to death Lee Harvey Oswald, accused slayer of President Kennedy. Governor Connally, wounded by the sniper that assassinated the president, continues to show improvement at Dallas Parkland Hospital and may see reporters and photographers later in the day. And about 15 miles northwest of Big Spring, an oil well caught fire on the J.E. Brown farm early today. The flames are raging out of control. Those are the headlines, details on the hour from NBC.
Total information news from WBAP Fort Worth.
David Daniel reporting. Dallas County District Attorney Henry Wade has filed murder charges against Jack Ruby, the man who shot to death President Kennedy's alleged assassin. Wade says Ruby's trial has been set for December 9th in District Judge Joe Brown's court. Today's indictment was for murder with malice. The maximum penalty is death, and Wade says he'll ask the death penalty. It would be routine should Ruby's lawyer, Tom Howard, ask for a postponement beyond the December 9th date. It also is routine that one postponement is granted the defense if requested. Howard has indicated his defense of the highly emotional, hot-tempered nightclub owner will be insanity. 52-year-old Ruby gunned down the alleged assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, in the basement of the Dallas City Hall Sunday before a nationwide television audience. Ruby's two attorneys, Tom Howard and Jim Martin, spent an hour with him this afternoon and described him as being much more calm than he was yesterday. Asked if Ruby showed any remorse for killing Oswald, Howard said on one occasion he mentioned seeking the picture of Jackie with blood on her dress. Tears came into his eyes. The attorney said Ruby talked in more normal tones, but said he's still an excitable person when he talks normally. Howard said he would ask for a writ of habeas corpus hearing to seek bond for his client next week. He said he also planned to have a psychiatric examination. A Dallas group has proposed that a memorial for President Kennedy, similar to the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, be erected on an 18-acre park near downtown Dallas. Businessman Joseph Ratcliffe said a group composed of members of the Dallas Junior Chamber of Commerce and Junior Bar Association was organizing the John F. Kennedy Foundation. Nueces County Commissioners at Corpus Christi have voted unanimously to rename the Padre Island Causeway in honor of the late President John F. Kennedy. The causeway, just south of Corpus Christi, connects the city with Padre Island National Seashore, 80 miles long, which Kennedy backed. From now on, the causeway will be known as the John F. Kennedy Causeway. A light but steady stream of cars is flowing through Rose Hill Cemetery in East Fort Worth this afternoon. Curious persons are driving by the grave of accused presidential assassin Lee Harvey Oswald for a quick look. Fort Worth Police Sergeant V.L. Swift has counted 76 cars so far today. He said there have been no unusual incidents. Swift said the curious drive by slowly, look at the grave, then drive on. He said officers don't let them walk up to the gravesite. A wreath of white carnations leans against the green cross that marks the grave. A professor of religion at the University of Houston delivered today his second eulogy to an assassinated president. In 1901, the 89-year-old Dr. Winfred E. Garrison delivered a eulogy in St. Louis following the death of President William McKinley. Today he spoke at University of Houston Memorial Services for President John F. Kennedy. He said a possible assassination is part of the price society pays for a concentration of political importance in one leader. The events of last Friday, he said, contain no grounds for national humiliation. Dr. Garrison continued, "Such a dastardly deed does not prove our society is decadent. It proves that within our society there are some irresponsible persons who are not fit to enjoy the liberties we prize, and that we have not yet learned to transform them into good citizens." The latest weather information in a moment. The weathercast for Dallas-Fort Worth forecasts partly cloudy skies and cool temperatures this afternoon through Wednesday. High temperature this afternoon should be in the middle 50s, the low tonight in the upper 30s. High Wednesday in the upper 50s. Winds northerly 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming easterly Wednesday. At Southwest International Airport, the relative humidity is 47%, and the temperature, 56 degrees. In Dallas, it's 54. David Daniel reporting.
Your straight line to reliable reporting, WBAP Fort Worth, where the news comes first.
I hope you found that as interesting as I did. Fascinating to go back in time and to listen to old radio broadcasts. If you have any comments, 800-693-0595, press option 2, leave your comment, or send me an email at bill@billsparks.org.
All right, thank you, Bill. It was interesting to hear that audio. I just saw a TV special a few days ago about it, and so it's interesting just to get some different perspectives. Well, let's do our feature stations now, and we will first hear KOMJ in Omaha, Nebraska with some classic hits. We go to Skowhegan, Maine to hear variety hits on WFMX.
This week, our travels take us to Omaha, Nebraska, and Skowhegan, Maine. In Omaha, Nebraska, we're going to listen to radio station KOMJ-FM. I heard about this radio station after Steve Nomer talked about it on his radio show this past Thursday. The station programs a classic hits format, and they really sound pretty good, and their midday personality puts a bit of personality into the format. Next, we're traveling to Skowhegan, Maine, and we're taking care of a listener request who wants to hear radio station WFMX-FM. The station programs a variety hits format, so without further ado, want to sit back and enjoy these two radio stations on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
Good times and great oldies. It is Boomer Radio, 94.5, 104.1, 97.3, 1490. All the ways that you can listen to us. My name is Jessica Dahl on your finally Friday. That's right, a bright sunny day at 10.01. It's going to be gorgeous and sunny for the weekend. Some Bobby Helms for you. Jingle Bell Rock on Boomer Radio. Good times and great oldies, Boomer Radio. Not even a two-minute song there, Buddy Holly and the Crickets. That is Rave On. What a great tune. Also had Diana Ross and the Supremes and Bobby Helms. Jingle Bell Rock. We've got some Van Morrison on the way. Stevie Wonder and the Beach Boys. Now, this day in music history, not super happy. Back in 64, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys suffered a nervous breakdown on a flight from L.A. to Houston. That event led Wilson to stop touring with the group. Didn't know about that. We've got Catch a Wave coming up next on Boomer.
Now, back to the music faster, Boomer Radio.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Catch a wave, you'll be sitting on top of the world.
Here's more proof they just don't make them like they used to. Good times and great oldies, Boomer Radio.
Thank you.
hours, and it's Good Times and Great Oldies, Boomer Radio, that is Into the Mystic. He released a new album today, by the way, or CD, or digital, too. The Prophet Speaks is what it's called, so if you're a Van Morrison fan, that is one of my favorites. I heard that for the first time in the movie Dream a Little Dream. If you don't know what that is, that's a Corey's movie. Corey Feldman and Corey Haim. It's pretty entertaining. So yeah, that was the first time I ever heard that song, was Into the Mystic. Some Stevie Wonder, Beach Boys before that also, and we've got some Heatwave, Neil Diamond, and Snoopy's Christmas from Royal Guardsmen next on Boomer Radio.
Now, back to the music faster. Boomer Radio. Then one more are still your favorites now. Yeah. Boomer Radio. Good times and great oldies. Boomer Radio.
Good times and great oldies, Boomer Radio, some Heatwave, Boogie Nights, also Neil Diamond before that, Royal Guardsman with Snoopy's Christmas. Well, we're definitely not going to have a heatwave anytime soon, as you know, with the snow out there in this time of year, but checking out your Boomer weather forecast, sunny the rest of the day, high of 28, becoming cloudy overnight, low 14, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 27, sunny on Sunday, and a high of 28 right now, sunny and 21. To wrap up the hour, great tunes from The Who, Steve Miller Band, and the Guess Who. It's Boomer Radio.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
Now, back to the music faster. Boomer Radio.
I know you deceived me. Now here's a surprise.
I can see for miles.
The best from the best. Good times and great oldies. Boomer Radio. Visit our website at myboomerradio.com. From the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Good times and great oldies. Boomer Radio.
Steppenwolf, Magic Carpet Ride, Good Times and Great Oldies. It's Boomer Radio. My name is Jessica Dahl. I think I've told this story before, but the first time I ever heard that song kind of scared me a little bit. It was sung by an animatronic dude, and I think he was like, I don't know, a fuzzy blue at Chuck E. Cheese, but ended up absolutely loving that song. But I'll always remember he was behind the keyboard singing that song. We've got some Eagles. It's Heartache Tonight on Boomer Radio.
Here's how to listen to Boomer Radio in Omaha and Council Bluffs on 94.5, 104.1, and 1490. In Washington, Burt, Cumming, Dodge, and Harrison counties, you can now hear Boomer on 97.3. Good times and great oldies. Boomer Radio.
This is All Things Radio Live.
Seven point nine, the mix.
Central Maine's number one with adults.
Because we play classics like this.
be nice. I gotta have faith, faith, faith.
How about $1,000 at work?
Yay, I'm so excited.
How about keeping us on all day? And we'll try to make that happen for you.
Central Maine's cash at work. Only local winners.
Thank you.
107.9 The Mix. The Mix wants to hear what's on your mind anytime on the Pine Tree Cellular text line.
61 61 220 from 107.9 The Mix. The Mix gives you classics.
Pushing down on me.
And the hits.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier.
All the variety. One station. 107.9 The Mix.
Your workspace with the best variety.
I love variety.
A lot of really good bands, a lot of good music.
Classic hits and today.
107.9 The Mix.
Means variety at work.
More variety. Number one with adults.
Central Maine's classic hits and the best of today.
107.9 The Mix.
And it's been a while since I said I'm sorry.
One song,
1 second,
$1,000.
It's your chance of cash. The Mix, 1 second song.
All right, so yesterday we borrowed the services of Chrissy, and it was such rave reviews that, in other words, no one complained. No one said, don't do it again. Oh, I have to be on the wrong mic.
That's okay. I can switch right over.
I might complain now.
Look at that.
All right. 866-649-1079. How are you today?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so good.
We'd be better if we gave away some money.
We've had a great morning, but I haven't been in the room when the $1,000 has been given away. So come on, people.
Then let's just do that.
The phones ring. Let's go.
All right. Let's just do it right now. I have to punch these buttons, too. I'm just like handicapped in here today.
It's a good thing I'm in here.
I think so. All right. Hi, Vix. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your thought?
That's a dangerous All I Want Is You by U2.
U2. All I Want Is You by U2.
That's a great song.
That's a great song, but is not the song.
It's The Rooster by Alice in Chains.
I only taken one guess. Yeah. Just the one.
Good try, though.
He breached the system.
I know. So quickly.
All right. We'd still give him $1,000 if he had gotten it the first time.
Actually, I don't think that, well, if he got it the first time, but not the second.
We'd have to have a second panel. He broke the rules.
Right? He did.
That's right.
Just a kiss.
All right. Now we have somebody on the line. They're wondering, when is my turn to talk?
When is it my turn?
Listen to that.
I know. I don't blame you.
Is there an echo in here?
I'm guessing it just popped in my head. Is it In the Dark by Billy Squire?
Billy Squire, In the Dark. Is it? In the Dark.
It is not In the Dark by Billy Squire.
Yeah.
But Billy Squire did have a song on the charts in 1981. Just FYI.
She's like a walking encyclopedia of music today. All right. I love that Little River
Good
Band
try,
song
though.
You chose earlier.
Thank you
great.
So much.
Night Owls, right?
Night Owls, yeah.
All right. One last call. Which one? Left or right?
Left.
Left. Okay. That's the one I would have picked, too. That's dangerous. All right.
Yeah, like I said.
Mix, hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Good. How are you?
And you?
I'm all right.
Fantastic.
All right. Was that your guess, I'm All Right by Kenny Loggins?
No.
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. Then you get another guess.
All right.
It was Motley Crue, Time for Change.
Time for Change, Motley Crue.
And that is not the song.
Not the song. Good guess. Not the song.
I see where you're going with that, though.
All right.
Right here where you're going with that.
Do it again tomorrow. You guys play it at 7:15.
That's correct.
Give you more chances to guess on Friday, leading into the weekend.
Whoop.
That would be cool.
Let's go, baby.
107.9 The Mix.
Central Maine's more productive on the job with the classics and the best of today. 107.9 The Mix.
Portugal the Man and Feel It Still, 107.9 The Mix, classic hits and the best of today. So we did not have a winner today with a 1 second song. However,
a chance for you to win $100 with the dollar bill game. And I believe Kyle Williams has that coming up this afternoon. So that would be sometime between 1 and 3 for a chance to convert your dollar bill into 100. And that is brought to you by KV Federal Credit Union. Onward we go with the Time Warp Cafe. Pat Benatar will lead that off. And Night Ranger and AC/DC will get your request in too at 866-649-1079.
Well, there you go. Two different radio stations with two very different formats. We started things off by listening to radio station KOMJ FM in Omaha, Nebraska, with a classic hits format. Next, we traveled to Skowhegan, Maine, and listened to radio station WFMX FM with a variety hits format. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why don't let me know about it by email or by voicemail. The email address here is Jeff, that's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net, or you can send me a voicemail via our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, hitting option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Time to wrap things up on All Things Radio. Jeff's retro feature this week is Don Duchesne from December 21st and 22nd from KSTP in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Have a great week, everyone.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. This week we have a real treat for you. We're traveling to the cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we're going to listen to radio station KSTP AM, and the radio announcer is Don Duchesne. This is an air check that was taken over a period of time on December 21st and December 22nd of 1965. I think you're going to find this air check rather enjoyable, and it reminds you of the days when middle-of-the-road radio was king. The radio announcer we're going to hear is Don Duchesne, and I think you're going to enjoy this air check. So without further ado, why don't you sit back and enjoy listening to KSTP AM from St. Paul, Minnesota, on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
Rice and Rash, NBC News, Washington.
Rice and Rash with the news views. Thank you, sir. Don Duchesne on KSTP with music. Minneapolis, St. Paul is where we are. Here's Dean Martin with his Yes Man special.
I don't want to be the one to say I'm going to miss you, but I will.
I will, said the man at the lawyer's office as he listed his assets for his benefactors, or something like that. Dean Martin, Don Duchesne on Radio 15 at 7 past 11, fair to partly cloudy Wednesday, becoming mostly cloudy Wednesday night and Thursday, with occasional light rain or snow likely on Thursday. Continued mild through that time, variable winds about 10 miles an hour or less. The overnight low 22, the high Wednesday will be 35, the low Wednesday night 25, and a Thursday upcoming high 32. 38 was the high today for December 21st. That's about 10 or 12 degrees above normal, and that is the way we have been all this month. And as per Johnny Morris from the KSTP Weather Room, looks like another good five-day period coming up as far as above normal temps. South winds at 4 presently, clear overhead and 28 degrees. Nightlights, the title of this tune, and of course, this time of the year, the lights around our Twin Cities, I think we should get an award. I really do, because I think from neighborhood to neighborhood, quite a few houses are decorated, and it is just beautiful. Beautiful nightlights, as far as the holidays go. Sketch Henderson. That's Roger Miller, England Swings, Westminster Abbey, and the Tower of Big Bend, and the rosy cheeks of the little children, and you can help out doing that. Help out those kids. There's still time. Hi, Nancy Wilson.
The joy of living is in the giving. Yes, the joy of living is in the giving. And this is Nancy Wilson reminding you to give a toy to the United States Marine Corps Reserve's Toys for Tots campaign. You can help the Marines make this Christmas a happy one for needy youngsters in your community. So give a toy to Toys for Tots and give early, please.
So give a little toy today.
Your nearest Shell service station, that's the place to bring that toy. Make sure it's a good one, one that does not have to be repaired because no time available for that. Fair to partly cloudy Wednesday, the 22nd already of December, becoming mostly cloudy Wednesday night, Thursday, and occasional lights or light rain or snow likely Thursday. Overnight low tonight will be 22, the high Wednesday 35, low Wednesday night 25, and a Thursday high 32. 28, the current measurement, sky is clear. Humidity way up there, that means fog in some areas. Watch out. Christmas song. Perry Como with it, and a nice job. 11 minutes till KSDP NBC News at 12 o'clock. Don Duchesne till 3 with the solid, good contemporary sounds on your Gold Station. Ah, yes. Let's take a check here at Japan's Christmas. Although Japan is a Buddhist country, Christmas comes early and it stays a long time in Japan. This is the way they do it. Except for foreign residents and visitors and the comparatively few Japanese Christians, it has no religious connotations. Christmas, just not religious Christmas. Spirit of Japan is probably best symbolized by the 30-foot Santa Claus, a big Ginza department store proudly erected. It's made of wood and cotton batting, and it costs $5,500. Christmas to the Japanese merchant is simply the season to cash in. There's plenty of money floating around because the average Japanese worker will get 2 or 3 months' salary as his traditional year-end bonus. Boy, I like that idea. With luck, could maybe get that going here. That's all right. 2 or 3 months' salary as a year-end bonus. Well, anyway, continuing, Christmas is simply a reversal of the Western order of year-end holidays. Christmas Eve is in Japan is very similar to New Year's Eve in this country and, other places where we celebrate it that way. And merrymakers are seen swarming through the streets and amusement centers of every large city, whining and dining in nightclubs and bars and raising their voices to chant carols with Japanese lyrics. The revelry goes on for 6 days. Then on the 7th, the nation simply shuts down tight, and most Japanese families go into semi-seclusion for the highest of the Japan holy days, the 3-day celebration of Shogatsu, the coming of the new year.
KSTP, St. Paul at Minneapolis.
28 for our temperature, the sky is clear, and a good sound. Bill Justice, lead that orchestra. Connie Francis, Jealous Harding, at 12 and a half past 12. Good afternoon. Don Duchesne, that's who you're getting down the Radio 15 line, and good to have you, late nighter. This is the place, KSTP. And by the way, if you're going out of town for a vacation before the holidays, or maybe moving beyond our range, well, happy holidays in advance, okay? 28 is the holding temperature, clear skies in the Twin Cities, and it's a pretty good night to move from club to club and enjoy yourself, although drive carefully. This is last act news here. Let's see what's happening. The Jack Olson Trio at the Downtowner in the Davy Jones Locker. The Rio Pardo Trio at the Tempo. Jimmy Cooper in the Garden Lounge of the Curtis Hotel. Freddie Bratish at the Glass Piano. Charlie's Cafe Exceptional. Bob Terry, the Running Fox Inn. The K Brothers in the Black Pearl Room at the Hopkins House. Dick Clawson at the Thunderbird. Other acts, the Dolores Del Rey Trio at the Drake Rathskeller. The Gene Allen Trio at the Embassy Supper Club. Bill Blakestead Trio, the Blue Lounge Room, the Blue Ox. Have fun, enjoy yourself.
KSTP, St. Paul at Minneapolis.
A good sound for the holidays, KSTP. I think everybody and his brother and uncle have recorded that, Sleigh Ride. But I do like that. It's Andre Castellanos on the Don Duchesne Show. 16 past 12. This portion brought to you by J.A. Gerber Jewelers, 6090 6th Street, downtown St. Paul. That's the spot for that Northern Star Diamond and for your last-minute Christmas gift buying. I'm telling you more here as we go. The important sports scores of the night, Duke over Michigan, 193 in an overtime game. And Bradley defeated Montana, 87-77. It was Brigham Young over St. Joseph's of Philadelphia, highly ranked. I think about number 2 or number 4 or so in that particular spot for the nation. So the upsets continue to roll on in. Another big game that I'll be watching for you is the UCLA-Southern California game out on the coast. So college basketball-wise, we'll be up to date here any moment. I was talking about vacations, like Charlie Bush going down to Florida for his Christmas. Maybe you're going out someplace, maybe driving home. You live out of town, you're going back to the folks for Christmas. Let's go comedy on the thought of travel. This has nothing actually to do with the holidays. It's a kind of a reverse setup here. Charlie Manna with full details. Come on in.
Americans travel abroad. They're usually briefed on places to see, how to act, where to stay.
Just anything with me. You can do.
Elvis was The Jordanaires' Puppet on a String, and that ranks 14th nationally as a leading seller, single-wise, and Elvis really comes on. I think, 31 million of his records, or 31 of his records, have sold a million or more. And that's saying something. 28 is our temperature. Let me brief you on the weather here. Overnight low to 22 and a 35 coming up high for Wednesday, December 22nd. People in the Northeast won't believe it, but the nation's weather news was highlighted by unseasonably warm from the eastern slopes of the Rockies to the Mississippi Valley. Temperatures range from 15 degrees in some places in Maine and Nevada to 74 at McAllen, Texas. Kind of a nationwide glance weather-wise. Okay, I want to tell you, J.A. Gerber Jewelers, 69 East 6th Street, downtown St. Paul, bringing you this portion of the Don Duchesne Show. And J.A. Gerber Jewelers offer the nationally copyrighted Teen Man and Teen Women Credit Plan. Now, this is an exclusive at J.A. Gerber Jewelers, St. Paul. What does that mean to you? Well, it means that there's never a cent added on as far as credit is concerned. No interest, no carrying charge whatsoever. You open an account for $100, you want to pay it up in 10 months? $10 payments per month? 10 months, that's it. $10, that's the only charge. It's the charge of your purchase, my friend. And the only place, of course, where you can purchase, speaking of those purchases, that's always good, right? But anyway, it is the only place where you can purchase the Northern Star Diamond with the setting of your choice. Very important now. You can pick your own diamond. J.A. Gerber Jewelers offering the custom design department, quality mountings for that great diamond of yours, or diamonds, however you like it. You're the boss. It's a huge selection of brilliant diamonds from J.A. Gerber Jewelers, which incidentally are imported direct from Antwerp, Belgium. Northern Star Diamonds at J.A. Gerber Jewelers are set in only the finest quality mountings. There's the tremendous selection of Northern Star Diamonds in round, brilliant cuts, oval shape, emerald cut stones. And let me go on here a second. Also featured at Jewelry Headquarters in St. Paul, 6096 Street, J.A. Gerber Jewelers have a large selection of men's and women's wedding rings, beautiful rings, either solid gold, either white or yellow gold. You can select from the different patterns to suit your taste. And one other thing, wedding invitations for that big wedding of yours, J.A. Gerber Jewelers can handle it. Just an example of the services from top to bottom you can get. J.A. Gerber Jewelers, 69 East 6th Street, downtown St. Paul. Stop in today and say Heidi. Heidi, Horace Jankowski at exactly 12:30. The Don Duchesne Show till 3 with good sounds. The solid gold contemporary sounds right here.
K-S-T-P.
This past half hour, the show on Radio 15, brought to you by J.A. Gerber Jewelers. That's G-E-R-B-E-R. Remember, 69 East 6th Street, downtown St. Paul. On behalf of J.A. Gerber Jewelers and the entire management,
have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Extending my greeting, and of course, KSTP and the full staff, to you, my friend Night Tamer. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. That's the sound of Frank Sinatra. 26 till 1 o'clock. Talking Frank, he had his birthday celebrated in the Sinatra fashion, true Sinatra fashion. Sammy Davis jumped out of a giant cake. A gag newsreel projected the leader's This Is Your Life, hitting all the low points of his career, while Jack Benny fiddled Sounds Out of Your Past behind the screen. Milton Berle distributed the gifts. Tina and Nancy Jr. sang. Tony Bennett sang at the party. George Burns also of the tune. Dean Martin arrived late. Oh, boy. And Frank Sinatra just paid sports car customizer George Barris $25,000 for a classy new body to place atop his 1966 Riviera's chassis. He's got to have it customized, you know. That's top class, Frank Sinatra. He makes it and he spends it. Some people sit on it. And then they pass on and somebody else gets it. I don't know. To me, if I had it, I would spend it. Yes, join the club. I know what you mean. 28 are Twin City degrees. We now have a wind, and I think that's saying something because we didn't have anything before as far as wind goes. South of 3 miles per hour, clear overhead.
Not so long ago, this little boy, Richie. Thank you.
That's what I call a late-night guitar. One that's easy, easy, easy for you. Tom Tedesco doing the works, and it's Quiet Nights, Quiet Stars. We kind of have a quiet night going. Minneapolis-St. Paul, we have some stars overhead. Good astronomy night. 28 is our temp, clear. 100 humidity and a south wind at 3. And how's this for an important people's lineup? It took a cardinal, a mayor, a governor, and the vice president of the United States to get operations underway at Heliopolis in New York City Tuesday night. Francis Cardinal Spellman was the first customer to take the air taxi from New York to Kennedy Airport. Vice President Humphrey called from our Twin Cities, Minneapolis-St. Paul, to give the order to turn on the lights. Mayor Robert Wagner held a pair of golden scissors, and he cut the red ribbon. This got things rolling. And New York's Governor Nelson Rockefeller helped cut the tape with his own golden scissors. So everybody got into the act. And it's now from the Pan Am building in the big city, New York? From atop the Pan Am building to Kennedy Airport, you can go by helicopter. $7, price tag.
Wow. What great memories from December 21st and December 22nd of 1965. We just heard radio station KSTP AM, and the radio announcer was Don Duchesne. And in those days, the MOR radio stations sounded pretty good. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why not let me know about it by email or by voicemail. The email address here is Jeff, that's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net, or you can send me a voicemail. The phone number is 800-693-0595, that's 800-693-0595, ending option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the Worldwide Legend.